Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, given the fact that the universities in the area are going back to schools, thought we'd start out today with Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. The phone number there to talk about schedules and tickets, 919-843-3333. And there are some names along here in the upcoming schedule that I'm not totally sure about, so please forgive me if I mispronounce. On Friday, September 9th, it is Mystical Music with Hossein Beruznia, Benham Samani, and Saba Alizada. Monday, September 12th, it's Chris Teal, among the most interesting and entertaining musicians around. Grammy winner and MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, Thiel has forever changed the course of the mandolin. Wednesday and Thursday, September 14th and 15th, it is Dorrance Dance. Dorrance Dance honors the uniquely beautiful history of tap dance, America's longest-standing indigenous jazz vernacular, in a new and compelling context. Sunday, September 18th, it is Ping Chong and Company. This is an interview-based theater production. Wednesday and Thursday, October 5 and 6, Zoe and Juniper. Dance and visual art team Zoe Schofield and Juniper Shuey are driven by the idea of mythologizing the senses, enveloping the audience in physical and fantastical realms. Friday, October 7th, Brooklyn Rider with Anne-Sophie Von Otter. The trailblazing string quartet Brooklyn Rider presents an eclectic repertoire in bewitching performances that draw rave reviews from classical, rock, and world music critics alike. Friday, October 14th, Richard Thompson, named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 20 guitarists of all time. Tuesday, October 25th, Yasun Ndour, throughout a 30-year recording career, Ndour's roots in Senegalese traditional music and griot storytelling have remained the hallmark of his artistic personality. And Friday, October 28th, Susan Dayhim, The House is Black, inspired by the works of Farrukh Farrokhzad, one of Iran's most influential feminist poets and filmmakers. Okay, we'll switch to Duke performances. Saturday, September 17th, it's Chompy Concert No. 1, featuring Julianne Baird, the soprano. Friday, September 23rd, he's a star unto himself, Aaron Neville. No one else sounds like him. His falsetto is instantly recognizable, whether in the second-line jazz and funk of his beloved New Orleans as one of the Neville brothers, or in his Grammy-winning duets with Linda Ronstadt. Saturday, September 24th, Duke performances, Dover Quartet. The Dover Quartet shot to prominence after taking first prize at the 2013 Banff International String Quartet Competition. Sunday, September 25th, Billy Hart Quartet featuring Ethan Iverson, Mark Turner, and Ben Street. September 29th and October 1st, The Civilians, The Undertaking. The Civilians, practitioners of investigative theater, create their work like researchers of the national consciousness. Friday, September 30th, it's Simone Dinnerstein on piano. Simone first vaulted into prominence when her self-financed recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations became an unexpected sensation. This is Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday, October 6th, it is Mivos Quartet. The Mivos Quartet, most compelling ambassadors new music could ask for. This vital young New York string quartet embraces toothy modernism with punk rock verve, wrote the New York Times. This is in the Nelson Music Room at 8 o'clock. All right, we're going to switch to NC State University, Center Stage and University Theater, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100 or email them at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Okay, the lineup, Saturday, September 10th, the Capitol Steps. You know them, you love them, and has there ever been an election year with so much juicy material? For 35 years, the Capitol Steps have been putting politics and scandal to music. This is at Stewart Theater at 2. Kid Stuff series, both shows are most appropriate for children in grades K through 4. Saturday, October 29th, Click Clack Moo. Saturday, March 4th, Teacher from the Black Lagoon and Other Storybooks. Dance program concert, Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Thursday and Friday, November 17 and 18, is the fall concert. Thursday and Friday, March 23rd and 24th, Panoramic Dance Project concert. And Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, the NCSU Dance Company concert. Music department events, this is once again Stewart Theater. Tuesday, October 4th, faculty reciter, Dr. Thomas Koch piano and Dr. Jonathan Kramer on cello at 7. Thursday, November 3rd, wind ensemble at 7. Friday, November 4th, fall chorale collage at 7. Sunday, November 6th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Thursday, November 10th, Jazz Ensemble 1. Saturday, November 12th, Pipes and Drums, Tom Stafford Commons. Also November 12th, Ladies in Red at 7. Sunday, November 20th, Raleigh Civic Symphony at 4. And Monday, November 21st, Jazz Ensemble 2. Theater productions, Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, October 2nd. Love Sick, a darker cousin to Almost Maine. John Cariani's Love Sick is a collection of 9 slightly twisted and completely hilarious short plays. Wednesday, October 9th through Sunday, October 30th, Gross Indecency, The 3 Trials of Oscar Wilde. Thursday, November 10th through Sunday, November 20th, An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde. Wednesday, February 15th through Sunday, February 19th, it is The Secret Garden. And then March 30th through April 9th, The Mary, strike that, The Real Housewives of Windsor. Okay, the Raleigh Seafood Festival is set for Labor Day weekend. That's September 3 and 4. It's the second annual seafood festival. Because of the success last year, festival organizers decided to add more food and merchandise vendors and relocate the 2016 event to the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Once again, that's the Raleigh Seafood Festival, Labor Day weekend, September 3 and 4 at the NC State Fairgrounds. And of course, you've got the North Carolina Seafood Festival, September 30th through October 2nd in Moorhead City. And that event is now 30 years old. The beautiful Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, which transformed Booth Amphitheater in Cary into a holiday wonderland, returns this season. Tickets are now on sale. The 7-week event will run November 25th to January 15th. The festival includes more than 20 all new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. The giant Chinese dragon also returns to Symphony Lake. This year, organizers plan to add cultural performances and arts and crafts. Tickets are $10 for ages 3 to 17, $15 for adults. Kids under the age of 2 are free. Moving on to PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up Saturday, September 10th, WWE Live. Tickets range from $15 to $100 plus fees. Thursday, October 27th, country music giant Alan Jackson. Wednesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 11th, Disney on Ice presents Follow Your Heart. Also at PNC Arena in December, on the 14th, which is a Wednesday, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then looking further ahead on Friday, April 7th at PNC Arena, Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced. Moving to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 9th through 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Wednesday, September 28th, Violent Femmes. Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, the Paderewski Piano Festival. Sights and Sounds on Sunday's series returns in October, all performances at 3 o'clock. October 2nd, it is Anatoly Larkin. November 20th, the Chanterelle Trio. January 22nd, Amphion Percussion. Then the North Carolina Museum of Art presents an Art in the Evening series, which is held on Friday evenings at 5:30. It's free, no ticket required. September 2nd is Stephen Kaufman Jazz Trio. September 9th, David Dyer Trio Acoustic. September 16th, Jim Crew Trio. And then September 30th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. All right, the free or low-cost outdoor music events around the Triangle are slowly winding down as we approach fall. Music Off Main Downtown Concert Series in Garner. The final concert is September 20th. Show is from 6 to 9 p.m. on the back lawn at Garner Performing Arts Center. Music on Main at South Point in Durham. This is every Saturday night through September 3rd. It's at Cinema Circle at South Point Mall, featuring light jazz, beach music, contemporary music, and more. Shows are 6 to 9 p.m. Center Stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham, formerly known as On the Lawn. This is a three-hour music festival held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids' zone. It's all held on the front lawn of DPAC. All shows start at 6. Upcoming dates include September 20th and October 4th. Brightleaf Square Concert Series, 7 to 9 every Friday. It's in the Brightleaf Square Courtyard. Shows run through September 13th. Apex Music and Movies in the Park Series, held at Nature Park Amphitheater. Concerts start at dusk and are scheduled for select Saturdays through September 24th. No pets or alcohol. Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. Live music every Friday through October 7th. 5 to 8 p.m. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro. This is on the old courthouse lawn. Last Friday of the month through September starts at 6:30 p.m. Summer music series in Bynum. The Bynum Front Porch invites folks to bring chairs and enjoy the fine music, food from local vendors, and of course one another's company on Friday and Saturday evenings through September. Please leave pets and alcohol at home. Concerts feature gospel, folk, blues, rockabilly, and bluegrass from 7 to 9 p.m. In Carrboro, Weaver Street Market hosts the Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Sundays through October 9th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Weaver Street Market lawn. Falls River Town Center Raleigh Summer Music Series, Thursdays through September, 7 to 9 p.m. Lafayette Village Raleigh Music on the Green, Tuesdays, 6 to 9 p.m. through October. Mordecai Park Raleigh Music on the Porch, 4th Fridays through October. Pointer Place at Triangle Town Center Summer Concerts, Fridays from 6 to 9 p.m., and the last one is September 16th. Concerts at the Crossroads, this is in Clayton, live music at Flowers Crossroads through September 4th. And it features some of the favorite local bands like the Embers and Liquid Pleasure. All right, some of the area events like in Cary's, it is in Cary. Got the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series with all shows starting at 7:30. Saturday, September 17th, it is the Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Saturday, November 19th, Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience. Rave On reinvents the ordinary tribute show with an electrifying high-energy rock and roll extravaganza featuring America's principal Buddy Holly interpreter Billy McGuigan. Friday, January 27th, Robin Spielberg, one of America's most beloved pianists, composers, Robin Spielberg made her Carnegie Hall debut before a sold-out crowd, appeared on PBS, played for CBS Saturday Morning, and was a featured speaker at TEDx. In addition to her performances and recordings, Robin is an author who speaks about how music affects our well-being. Friday, February 17th, it's Kevin Levine. Singer Ken Levine has charmed his way into the hearts of concert growers across North America with his exciting blend of classical tenor sound and modern style. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, Friday, October 14th, Bodyology. October 21, 22, 28, and 29, it is Boeing, which was the winner of the 2008 Tony Award Best Revival of a Play. And Saturday, November 19th, at Garner Performing Arts Center, Country Grass. Moving to Clayton, the Town Square Concert Series has just one event left. That is Thursday, September 15th, Natural Wonder. The season closes out with Natural Wonder, the ultimate Stevie Wonder cover band. Of course, there's the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. It's right around the corner, September 17th. Includes a lot of family-friendly entertainment. There will be food vendors, hands-on activities for the kids, local talent performances, concerts, carnival rides, and much, much more. And then at the Clayton Center, Friday, October 14th, it's John Hyatt in concert. In Knightdale, Saturday, September 10th, it is K-Fest, a.k.a. Knightdale Kid Festival. The mission of K-Fest is to connect youth with local nonprofits, education, and cultural arts opportunities they may not otherwise be exposed to. The festival will be held from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater. By the way, the amphitheater hosts a concert series on Thursdays. The monthly concerts run from 6 to 9 p.m., are free, and if attending, you are welcome to bring chairs or a blanket for seating. Food trucks and activities for the youngsters will be available for additional costs. Taking a look at some of the music festivals around the state, September 2nd and 3rd, it is the Smoky Mountain Folk Festival. That's in Lake Junaluska. September 2nd through the 4th, Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Lenoir. Festival site is Jones Farm. September 3 and 4, John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival at High Points Festival Park. September 3rd and 4th, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. The annual Labor Day weekend festival celebrates African American culture through art, music, dance, food, and community. Local and national musical acts are presented each day on the main stage, in addition to a juried art gallery, craft and food vendors, educational and hands-on activities in the family village, and more. It is a free street festival. It's at City Plaza, Fayetteville Street. September 3rd and 4th is Prog Day in Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world. September 4th, New River Blues Festival. This is in Grassy Creek. September 8th through the 10th, of course, it's Hopscotch in downtown Raleigh. We'll get to more of that in a moment. September 8th through the 10th, it's Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain, and that's in the community of Todd. September 9 and 10, Camp Juju and Snow Camp. September 9 and 10 as well, Bull Durham Blues Festival in Durham. This takes place at Hayti Heritage Center and Durham Central Park. Also September 9 and 10, Bikers for Bikers Foundation Music Festival and Rally in Fayetteville. The festival site is Vander Civic Association Park. September 9th through the 11th, Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. Also September 9th through the 11th, National Folk Festival in Greensboro. The National Folk Festival, the oldest festival of its kind in the country, is put on by the National Council for Traditional Arts. The festival site is downtown Greensboro. September 10th, Sounds on Steel in Sanford. Also September 10th, Carolina Bible Camp Bluegrass Festival in Moxville. Same date, Pickin' by the Lake in Roxborough. September 10 and 11, Stoke Stomp Festival on the Dan. This is in Danbury, and the festival site is Moratalk Park. Audio-described performances coming up. Tuesday, September 20th, it's Detroit 67, Playmakers Repertory Theater in Chapel Hill at 7:30. 1967, the world is shifting for two siblings running an after-hours joint to make ends meet. Tensions mount when dreams diverge, their tight-knit community is threatened by an outsider, and the streets erupt in violence in this riveting new play set to a driving Motown beat. This powerful, tuneful drama about a family caught in an explosive moment in American history contains adult language and themes that make it most appropriate for patrons 14 and up. Sunday, October 2nd, Mothers and Sons, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. A powerful contemporary drama, a woman pays an unexpected visit to the New York apartment of her late son's partner. He is now married to another man and has a young son. This mother is challenged to face how society has changed around her. Generations collide as she revisits the past and begins to see the life of her son and how it may have been led. Sunday, October 9th, Skylight. This is Burning Coal Theater at 2 p.m. Sunday, October 9th, also Oklahoma, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3 p.m. And Saturday, October 22nd, Nickel and Dimed. This is Justice Theater Project in Raleigh at 2 p.m. Mentioned earlier about Hopscotch coming up. Of course, that's September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. With more than 140 bands over 3 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable, and its schedule highlights this diversity each year. There is no increase in ticket pricing from last year, with VIP wristbands currently going for $200, and three-day wristbands are $135. Erykah Badu and Beach House are among the 120 acts performing during the annual festival. Badu will be joined by Gary Clark Jr., Red Hat Amphitheater, on Friday, September 9th. It's the first time the amphitheater has been a venue during that festival. Of course, IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival in Raleigh is coming up soon. Appearing at downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater, September 30th through October 1st, will be a lineup featuring the usual cast of IBMA regulars rising through breakthrough acts and a few wild cards. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a 50-year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And here's the Red Hat Amphitheater lineup for Friday, September 30th. Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. Saturday, October 1st, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and Ill Red Time Out, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, and the Kruger Brothers. The Bluegrass Ramble Nightclub shows will feature 30 bands, including four from North Carolina, as well as acts from the United Kingdom and from Italy. The Ramble venues are Lincoln Theater, King's Architect Bar, Longview Vintage Church, and the Poorhouse. Let me read that part again. The Ramble venues are Lincoln Theater, then at King's, then Architect Bar, Longview Vintage Church, and the Poorhouse. That's for IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh. And the Oak City 7 and Pickenham Plaza are running out. Oak City 7, just one event left. That is September 1st. The Soul Psychiatric celebrates the life and music of Prince, Captain and the Keels, and Louder Still. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.